Thank you. Well, as the architect, I should not say too much, because I don't love those singers that before singing, they explain their song. It's much better for me just to welcome you on board. I think you will feel, I don't know how much you can see today, but you will feel. I just have to thank everybody. Really, this is a big, big, big merci to you, to start the client. As an actor, you need trust and also a bit of love, and we got that. And that was essential. But then I also have to, you know, making a building like this is like playing a big orchestra. You need, it's a choral job. It's not really somebody, a genius, it's not. It doesn't exist. I mean, I have to thank my partners in the office, great people. I have to thank all the engineers that actually invented. As Irvine was saying, I mean, in this building you can find many, many inventions, from the idea of creating the core of the building by extrusion, the top-down technique, going up with the building, at the same time we are going down with the roots of the building, foundation. The scheme, you know, it's a full of invention, and so we have to thank engineers as well, and the community. And, well, the other thing I may say, just very quickly, is that I hope you will feel that this building has a soul. And the soul is a soul that is in some way social soul, because this building happened to be on the south part of the river. That is where London started from. You know, it's not by accident that we found the Roman villa excavating here in this area from the second century before Christus. It's funny. So London started here. And London comes back in some way. We bring energy back to this part of the city. So this building that has only 48 car parking spaces means that the building will actually explain that new city, new town should actually work on public transportation, not on private transportation. I mean, there are many, many elements that I think are social, have to do with the idea that architecture is social activity. But then you have, as I said before, a technical soul. Because this building is full of invention. It's going to be a new version, even in saving energy. This building saves a lot of energy. And the way it's built, is conceived, is actually constructed, is part of that. And maybe I can add a little poetic soul, because the building is never the same. This building, because it's made of facets, and the sun goes around, the building is never the same. The building, in some way, is a mirror of London. Today is a bit too gray. Tomorrow will be probably a bit more sunny. And you will see, the building is never the same. The building is the mirror of the weather, of the humor of the city. It actually mirroring the sky. And it's never the same for a very simple reason that the facets, the shard, the famous shard, actually are never lit in the same way. Anyway, that's the reason why the building is probably so special, and I hope you will enjoy. This is a very important moment for an architect because, you know, up to yesterday, this building was ours. Now we have to give the baby in somebody else's hands. And the building from today is yours. And so I'm so happy. I'm so proud. And I have, again, to thank everybody for this. Thank you.